mask going.
Blog Talk Radio.
What? Oh.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your psychic love doctor for the next hour or so. I am joined by my co-host, Jimbo Baggins, yes.
I'll catch that. No.
The man with the velvet radio voice.
No big delay.
No?
Nope.
Oh, my God, that's music to my ears.
I think that machine's got too many protective things in place.
So we're glad to have you with us. Well, and Jim is going to help you with how to have a great phone call when you call us. Another little tips and tricks. He's got up his sleeve.
Word up.
For those of you on Facebook who are joining us, glad to have you there also. We are live streaming just for those of you who come to Facebook, because I don't think we can over Blog Talk Radio. It isn't feasible.
What?
To live stream, you know, visual.
Oh, not video. No,
we can't.
Well, that's...
I was being facetious.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I did not know.
So anyway, I want to remind everyone, we're only using ordinary playing cards, all right? It's important to make this distinction, as a lot of times people can confuse it with tarot or oracle cards or whatever systems are also out there. So I just want to make that clear. It is going to be ordinary playing cards, and I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of the calls. And that is my personal choice. That's what I use in my private sessions. Of course, due to the constraint of our time slot here, we can only lay them out once. But in a private session, they get laid out several times for you. So with that, what do you think? You ready?
Oh, yeah. I did a check, so we're good. Remind everybody, the show is informational, educational purposes only.
Okay.
Like I said, I did the check. We don't have that crazy-ass super delay thing going, so we're good. Back to normalcy. If you're international, make sure you let me know, and I'll give you a shout-out, because we have got a whole bunch of them. We got Jay from Canada.
Yay, Jay.
Laura back in London.
Laura in London.
Melanie's in the UK, and I saw Sophia in here, who's in Sweden. I think I nailed everybody here, so to speak.
And there are others that are on the outside looking in.
But they might not be international.
They may not, but if we don't hear from you, if you don't say something or post emoji, we don't know who you are.
And quite often, many of those people don't want to be known who they are.
Uh-huh.
It's a free, whatever, free
Facebook. So they're using their Star Trek cloaking devices.
So they'll just want to watch. You know what I'm saying? It's just what they want to do. When they do what they do.
They do.
But if you are international on the radio or on Facebook and want a shout-out, you got to let me know, and I'll give you the international shout-out. All right, number time, 515. Where the hell am I? 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in.
Yeah.
Everything's operating normal, even though it hasn't been doing that for the past 2 days. So when you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait, and that's what is happening. If you don't hear a show, that should be muted. If you don't hear a show...
Yes, Melanie is a...
Are you going to mute that?
Yeah, well, Melanie is a problem here, it's looking like. We can't have people in here doing that, okay?
What problem?
Says... She's offering moon readings.
I haven't seen anything like that online.
Would you like me to offer you readings? DM
me. Just block it
right
now. Just hit the little dots. It's not on my feed. Hit report it. I think it'll block it when you do that. Harassment, yeah. Whatever you want. I don't give a shit.
Spam.
Whatever. Okay. They're overthinking this. just report them for anything.
Murder.
And then go up, if they click it, and you can hide it now, right? Click it again.
Yeah.
Click it again, click it again, click it again.
Click
again,
those
again.
Dots.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Rachel's here. Do you see her?
Yes. Rachel from the Land Down Under. She just showed up on my feed here recently. Okay.
I'm not sure that Melanie was actually a scammer.
She's not. The person was, you didn't, Melanie's right here. She's fine. The person was automatically talking to her. It picks up people that have chatted.
Oh.
That's why you saw the name.
Got it.
You nailed the right person. Everybody's
cool.
Yeah,
and Melanie's saying someone added me to go to their page.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about that. You guys gotta shut that one down on your own.
Yeah, best you don't.
All we can do is block them from our end.
Yeah.
All right, I gave the call-in number. Facebookers will try to work you folks in, as always. Can't promise you wins and all that stuff, but we'll make it very well known when the floor is open to you folks. And we prefer the audio or video call to Deborah Lee on Facebook, not to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. But like I said, when we say so, that is when it is so. If you call any other time we're not ready, we got to hang up on you instantaneously because there is no cool cue system. And we have this that's working. No, well, perhaps we had on that machine, it sounded like, I don't know, like some animal had died and a carcass was laying on it. And it was going, bling, bling, bling. Well, remember, I was going, bling, bling. So now we have properly working harps tonight. When you hear that, it is a sign, well, it's a fact. First of all, it's a fact that your reading with Deborah's done. They all have to end. They're free. We have to control the length of them. If you want something that is very personal one-on-one and you want it to last a long time and nobody bothering you, all the questions you want, that's when you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and arrange for a private read. You choose the amount of time.
Yeah.
And that's your time. It is yours.
And no poachers allowed.
Dude, there's none of that. It's live, whatever forms of communication you guys decide on. Sometimes it's messenger still. Sometimes it's phones. There's different things you guys can work out. All right. Okay. Anyway, when you hear the harps reading done, don't start firing 3, 4, 5 more questions off. Nah, ship has sailed. And I have an angel card reading for you, hence the harps. And tonight's flavor is the Lighted Goal Pathway Oracle card. And for those on Facebook, I always put the little box right here so you can see it. If you're so inclined, some people like to buy some of the cards they hear, and some do not. Somebody actually had rebel cards. Who was that?
Oh.
Somebody a few months ago told us, hey, I have rebel cards. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we've done all the flippity, flappity, jibbity, jabbity. And let me see what's on my list. Start out international.
Huh?
International. We're going to area code 708, which is up in, Canada. Welcome.
Hey, hi.
Would this be Jay?
Yes, it is. How's it going, eh?
Alrighty,
hey. Oh, yeah, we hear you perfectly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think he was here one of the last two nights, if not both. I mean, he probably heard us struggling with Blog Talk. Well, it's all good now.
I heard lots of swearing that was from you, I think.
There was a lot of frustration. Frustration level max. I went and grabbed a bottle of Meyer's Dark Rum at a certain point.
Yeah, that encouraged it too, though.
Well, you know.
Jim is a cusser from way back.
Oh, like when I was in grade school, I used to get trouble for dropping F-bombs. But that's the way it is. I always said it's a way of releasing anger. I don't have any pent-up anger. So it is what it is.
He says, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I haven't done any mass shootings, so leave me alone.
How's it going for you, Jay?
That's great. I've been...
Great.
Work has been going great. It's really interesting. You know, I first got there, and he gave my person who I'm working for gave me a book so I can write stuff in, right? Like as a notebook. And he put in, I didn't see this until later, he wrote in the book, I said, you know, thank you much for being part of the team. I'm going like, wow, that's really excellent. And then later on, he was saying a prayer. And so we're starting doing prayers.
All right, then.
Pardon me?
So that's interesting.
It was great. I mean, it's like, yeah, so I was like, I'm doing prayer on Monday because he was doing prayers for a couple of days. And we do that during lunch hour, you know, and so it's been pretty good. So
cool.
He was telling me about, yeah, it's been very great and, yeah, excellent company to work for right now. And, yeah, really grateful for the opportunity. So it's just been lots of fun.
Can you tell?
Yeah,
it was it was the second one that Deborah told me about that job looks really excellent, and this is a company where, to describe it, it is a sign company and traffic sign company, and I'm doing actually maintenance work on the traffic signs that are mobile and electronic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so they sell them, and then I guess they maintain them too?
Yes, they maintain them and rent them out, and they come back, and then we make sure they're operating okay, and then they go back out in the field again. So it's going to be a very busy year, I feel, and it's going to keep us going until October or so, and then November, December is kind of a slow one, but we still have to do a lot of work to get prepared next year. So it's a great
north. The old construction projects
start
screeching to a halt because Mother Nature says,
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
Right.
I'm just so blessed because it's kind of, I said to my friend or to my manager is that it's kind of recession proof, right? Because there's always traffic going on, right? There's always traffic. There's road construction usually going on, right? So it's.
Yes. All roads will always need to be repaired,
and
like
nobody,
human bodies in the medical field.
Nobody ever thinks about where those signs come from or who maintains them, any of that. So,
truth.
Interesting to know. And I do remember saying that this company would feel like a family type of oriented business, like, you know, everybody. Yeah. So now what would you like to know?
Would you like to talk about something else, look into something else, or it's your little show? This part of your show is yours.
No, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just filling in, and you know, I don't really have any questions right now. Maybe
we do
like
the, for we do
update.
We do appreciate
really
the update because I know that you were pushing hard. You had a lot of prospects, and then we didn't really hear anything. So now we know Eagle has landed, and he's happy.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear it.
You're welcome. Like I said, I don't have any questions right now, but. I'm looking forward to this summer. Pardon me?
We appreciate the feedback, and we look forward to your continued success.
Yes, very well.
You're welcome. It's going to be very busy this year because I'm planning on doing maybe a side hustle, like working a tent at a farmer's market, and just, it's going to be great. So I really changed my perspective on my energy field since January, so it's been working out well. I'm going to keep it that way and practice it. So, thank you.
Yeah, if you keep yourself busy doing things that, you know, obviously good things, not bad things, then it keeps you positive, energy is positive, everything's good. You're generally happy, you know.
And it can only bring more blessings.
Right, yeah. If the side hustle is something that you love doing, then that's actually almost not like work, but it just occupies your time, and it's time to go to bed and get up and do it again.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck,
Jay.
Appreciate it, Jay.
Yeah.
You're very welcome, and have a grateful evening. That's great for that. Your computer's up and going, and everything else is straightened out again. So,
damn thing.
You'll...
That's right. Hey, you know where to. Hey, always, you're always welcome. You don't always have to have a question. We have lots of folks here that
just
check in. You know, no problem. But you know where to find it.
Yeah.
Meeting too.
That's right. It's for entertainment purposes only, right? So, you're swearing it's for entertainment purposes only.
Yeah. If you're entertained, then we're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. So, take care, eh?
Cheers for both of you. Yes. Take care, eh?
Thank you.
Grateful again.
Bye. Take care.
All right. I put you folks when your call's on. I put you back on mute. I don't hang up on you. That's your decision.
That was very nice to hear from him.
Yes, some people will stay on to listen to the show.
And they say a prayer at lunch. I love that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Very nice.
Sure. I obviously am a Christian, so it doesn't bother me. Some people might not like it, but then they don't have to participate. It's lunchtime. It's not on company time.
Yeah.
That's the catch there, you notice.
It is.
True. All right. If they need a catch.
Let's get this party started.
Let's get it started. All right. We're going to area code 203, Connecticut. Is this... or is it not? Pat.
It is Pat. Pat and Chance. Chance is standing up to say hello.
So has he survived the onslaught of the German shepherds?
That's a bundle of energy. I keep in a separate room. The owner came back. She wouldn't even talk to me about it. I brought it up. And she said, I'm going to take her to the vet. Her partner wants her on medication, and I agree. So it's interesting. She just didn't want to talk about it. Not sure why.
Well, Pat, when I was director of a daycare, center, the thing is the parents would come and they would not want to discuss any behavior issues, things like that either. And it made it hard.
It makes it hard.
So dogs are like children, you know, that if the parents are checked out, what are you going to do?
Yeah, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
They get offended if you say their children did something bad. No. You know, dogs do bad.
Someday I'll talk to her because, honestly, I think this whole ordeal is what made me so sick. I've been coughing so hard for 10 days. Sorry. Okay. Here I go again. All right. I've got a question.
Yeah.
I need to give you a bit of background, but you do know the back. You'll be reminded of this. Remember, Deborah, when I had a bit of a falling out with a friend, it's like my last friend, who just got so bossy with her opinions. And everything I bring up, whether it's homeopathy or she'll bring up things like, how's your knee? Well, you better do this and you better do that. And how are you going to keep working? And what happens if you can't, you know, if your car, it's like, oh, my God. Anyway, so I've pulled back from her and she's reached out a bit through Facebook and that's fine. I'm commenting back. I kind of feel like I'm not ready to heal with her because I know she's not ready to hear the truth. Okay. Point is, my friend who's been helping me with the car is going to, I asked him if I could accompany him to take up this car to another state where his friend works on Volvos. And he said, yeah. And I thought it would be nice just to spend time with him and get to know him a little better. Anyway, I found out that my friend, all three of us will be going up together towing the car I was going to buy. I'm sorry, it's kind of confusing. We're all going to tow the car that I was going to buy to this Volvo mechanic and then pick up her car that has been up there. So that means an hour and a half up and an hour and a half back with her. And I actually was thinking I'm going to pull out, but I just don't know. It might be good for me and this guy to strengthen the relationship. He might like the support. What do you see? This is going to happen on Thursday. Did I make myself clear about this crazy story?
Can I ask you how long you and this lady have been friends?
I actually met her when she was very young. I worked in a drugstore when I was like 21, and I kind of took her under my wing. She was just so sweet and so shy, and she never talked. And now she's like so bossy with her words. She became a teacher. And my therapist says, oh boy, teachers and cops and social workers, they've got to have the room, control of the room. Anyway, so I became friends with her again probably 8 years ago. We ran into each other again, and she was going through a really hard time, and I gave her tremendous support. And it's interesting now, I almost do this just as a test. I'll let her know if things are going really badly with me. All she can do is say sorry. She can't handle anything. That doesn't matter. But so it's been a number of years.
I've got your cards.
So you want to know how this is going to go, this trip?
Yeah, I'm not asking to tell me about the friendship, what's going to happen. I'm not asking about my feelings or anything. I just want to know, is this still a good thing for me to do in the sense, you know, in a bigger sense?
As far as like maybe that it might be too stressful, that type of thing?
Not stressful. I don't want to have a chip on my shoulder. I kind of just want to understand the energy so I can go in more prepared, if I go. I'm asking, should I go or should I pull out? You know, it might be good for the man and I to go, and maybe I can ignore. Maybe she's going to be pissed. Maybe she's going to want to see me. We've talked a little bit on Facebook.
Why is she going along? Is she involved with this man, or about what's her situation?
Her car is up there being repaired. Mm-hmm. So we're going to tow my car. Well, not my car. I'm not beeping it. The one I was going to buy. Tow that one up and then pick up hers and bring it down.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, certainly.
I'm on board.
But I'm going to tell you,
okay,
I really think from what I'm seeing here, it might be best for you to back out and go a different time.
The environment seems like it might not be.
I don't see it as turning out very pleasant.
Very negative.
If you and this lady are going to start, it's going to be, what do you call it? Like jousting back and forth that turns into anger, and it's not going to be good for your nerves. And she's riding with you, right?
Yeah, and I won't joust or pick anything up. I'm just going to be pulled back and calm, and I'm kind of wondering, is it a positive thing for the man and I? Would he like my car?
I'm not really seeing anything about that. What is front and foremost here is that the two of you are going to be in conflict. Four of diamonds on top of this is not a good card. It's a card of beyond anger. It's like hatefulness.
And
on your part, I'm saying this woman is going to ratchet things up. So you wanted to know if it would be a good thing for you to go, and I'm saying no. I believe it would be.
Said it would not be a positive experience.
Not so a pair of earbuds or a good noise-canceling set of headphones. Then plug it into your phone, and you can block her completely out.
Then it's a three-hour round trip.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a little bit of feedback. So are you saying, is there any negative stuff coming from me, or is it all her? And if it is all her, what is her problem? That's my second question.
I think from what I'm seeing here, she's always held a sense of jealousy toward you, and it has now developed into something deeper than that.
Okay.
Considerable resentfulness.
And maybe it's because of her job now, where she's more pushy
and that's
assertive, because she's learned to be that way being a teacher.
She wants to be the top dog everywhere she goes.
Pat had mentioned that somebody had mentioned that some professions, the people tend to be that way.
And so that's the best advice I could offer is lock her out with earbuds.
If you go.
Yeah.
Or don't go.
Yeah.
One or the other.
And,
right.
You know my personality, Deborah, I don't try to be top dog, but it's interesting that she could still be jealous by me not even, trying to be that with her.
Remember that people that are already inherently unhappy with themselves, they're going to be unhappy with everybody else too. And they take a lot of things out on other people. She's a very unhappy person, is what I perceive.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Here is your Lighted Goal Pathway Oracle card. And some of these are, this is a Japanese company, so sometimes I may have to do a little on-the-fly English conversion.
Yeah.
Not so much grammatical, but, semantics a lot, too. When it comes to intuition, excuse me. When it comes to intuition, and they put a period, so they suck right there anyway. When it comes to intuition, you have the strong gut feelings towards your own actions. Deep down inside, you surely know what's next. So you have good intuition on yourself, really good on what to do and what not to do. So it says trust that is the subject. Trust it.
Yeah, and my intuition so often says, call Deborah. I'll call you tomorrow.
That's never a bad thing.
I'll call you. It's true. I'll call you tomorrow and ask you about the gentleman, and we'll tune into him.
Yeah.
And
all
thank
right.
you so much.
That'd be great, hon. And
yes.
please take care of yourself.
Yeah. You got to make
yeah.
sure you get yourself better.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Chance.
Okay.
Doggies can't have sick mommies.
No,
they don't
they
like
can't.
That. No.
No. Yeah. Okay, yeah. No matter how sick I've been, I get him out for a walk every day, so he's been okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so
and,
much.
Take
sure.
care now,
yep.
hon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thanks. And there's nothing like good little doggy medicine. That little
yeah.
extra doggy love kind of makes you feel a little better when you're feeling kind of icky. A little bit. It doesn't hurt.
Oh,
sure.
They give us lots of good
it's
sugar.
Dog love.
Lots of good medicine.
International shout out to Suzanne.
Hello there, Miss
from
Suzanne.
From the land of the Scots.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Welcome. All right. Let's go out west to San Fran.
Uh-oh.
No, I just lost track. A lot of calls came and gone. We're going to area code 415 next, which tells me it's in the San Francisco, California area. At least that's where the phone area code is.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Welcome in.
Hi. This is Ann. I haven't called in a while.
Yes, quite a while. Hi, Ann. How are you doing?
Ann, are you in California?
No.
No, it's been a while. I am in Colorado now.
Okay. Colorado. Okay, cool.
Beautiful. Yes.
Yes. Oh, what's new? What's up?
Yeah, I would just like to see what you guys think for meeting somebody this year for romantic relationships.
There's a good one. Okay,
that is
well,
a very good
we're
one.
We're coming up on the halfway point pretty soon. We're over the third of the way through.
Third
so.
Of the way, yeah.
Yeah, we're over third. We're between a third and a half. And let's not get into the fraction stuff. But some people never like them. I like them. But let's see what happens. And summer's come a lot of times. With spring, summer, a lot of stuff happens sometimes.
Yes, and tell us.
Yeah, do you have prospects?
Or what you are looking for in a partner.
True.
Yes, either or.
Either or, whatever you desire.
What do you guys think?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm wondering what you guys see.
She's, oh, look at that. We got two.
Okay.
Two of this one.
Oh, gee.
So we only know one of them.
Good thing you didn't try to call us last night.
Oh,
we
last two
nothing
nights.
Nothing but trouble.
Last two nights, yeah. We did some hardware juggling here, and it
yeah.
did not work in our favor. So we've gone back to what we knew. Oh. Sometimes they say, don't fix shit if it ain't broke. You know, that way. I should have known not to do that. That's what we do at work a lot. We try to fix things that aren't broke all the time. Not so much with equipment, but with how, like, our departments run or different stuff's run. Everything's working great. Well, we should change it up. Yeah, of course you should. But go ahead.
Yes, you are going to meet. Actually, you're going to meet two. There's two individuals here. And I could even upset three this year. There could be very...
Prospects.
Yes,
prospects.
Very strong. One of them, and I believe it's going to be the first one that you encountered, is married. Married, and is a big liar. big liar. So you're going to want to watch that. You know, there's a wonderful website online that is very inexpensive. Like you pay, I think it's a week free.
Is it like freeporn.com?
No, it's more, in fact, Catherine would probably be better at saying which one it is because we talked about it. But it's time for us to start, like, vetting the people we meet. We need to run a dossier on them. And these services are very inexpensive. One is called Checkmate. And I've used that.
I think that's been around for a while.
Yeah, and using it, you kind of get a little addicted to it where you want to keep checking out everybody, especially while you're not paying, you know, when you're not paying per query.
A prospective partner, a prospective dog sitter, prospective babysitter.
Or anything
nothing
like that.
Nothing wrong with doing that. Go ahead.
And especially with this one who is married. This one would bring you a great deal of unhappiness. And this is an unhappy individual anyway who thinks it's smarter to play around outside the marriage rather than deal, you know, with the situation.
Yeah, probably, maybe it is a lot of fun. I don't know.
The playing around?
Maybe it is. It could be that danger thing. Some people live on that adrenaline, and it's instead of going on a roller coaster, they start cheating and running around.
It's a life of high intrigue, and I don't know that it really...
And many a folk have wound up dead.
Well, and the thing is, you're bringing an innocent party into the...
Typically, at least one person. Sometimes, mostly two people usually are get hurt.
And one thing my mother told me years ago from having been a bartender. She said some of the nicest women you'll ever meet are married to these cheating a-holes who will tell, you know, like women at the bar, oh, my wife, she's horrible, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is she's a very lovely person.
Sounds like she's probably a little too trusting and gullible. That's why he was able to talk her into being a wife, even though he was a piece of crap.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people are on their best behavior.
Or he's just like a good used car salesman and always.
That's true, yeah.
Speak with forked tongue.
The one for you, let's cut the chase here, and the one for you is the one with money.
Money.
I don't know why all these.
The green stuff. Yeehaw.
I don't know why we're getting all these rich guys lately.
Well, you're getting him in the cards, but I don't know if anybody's actually getting him.
Well, he's undersure to come true, so you can't miss this one. All right.
Uh-huh.
You know, when it's summertime, check a guy's hand to see if he's got a little pale spot where a wedding ring would go.
Oh, yeah, the old, yeah. You know, a guy can just stick a class ring on that fucking thing. That
you know, and if they weren't all so cheesy, and even dating websites, it's full of liars. I don't think I've met one decent person in all the time that I was rating these dating websites. So, but you've got a real good one. He's a keeper. Like we say out here, you're out there in California, out here. Where we are is home.
Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Still, you know.
Yeah, it is west
tomato,
of us.
Tomato, tomato.
It is west of us.
Out here, we live right on the Atlantic Ocean as our community is home to the largest naval base in the world. And as the women here have a saying, there are many fish in the ocean, but very few dolphins. So we tell each other, get yourself a dolphin. And what you got right here is a dolphin.
What did that have to do with being in the world's largest naval base? What did that have
because
to do
Because that's where the saying came from.
Oh, because of the squid thing?
Yeah.
And the squids just don't talk.
If you watch, those of you who have watched Friends, it's the same thing as him being your lobster. They did a couple shows top referring to a good guy as a lobster.
You're dating yourself now.
Yeah.
Except they are repeating the crap out of it. So.
Yeah.
Everyone watches Friends. Yeah.
Yes. So I say Christmas, you might be having a toast with a very lovely fellow who is going to lavish you with presents, vacations, really nice things. And he is not a player. He's not a user, a liar, nothing like that. If anything, I think he's represented by the best suit in the deck. He is coming through as the King of Hearts.
Does he have arms and legs?
Yeah, why?
I'm just curious because there could be something. He could be this rich, really guy, but he also might be like strapped to some board that people have to carry around. I don't know.
I think he's intact.
I'm just curious.
Full use of everything.
It could be a nice person.
We're talking about all five appendages.
Oh, so he's got a big nose.
kind of, sort of, yeah. Anyway, for you, I want to say, yes, he's coming along. You can't miss him. This isn't like a plane you have to dash to the airport to catch. It's going to come right to you. And he is of the heart. He is of the heart. I didn't say that. A suit, which makes them, these men are very sensitive. They're caring. They love to cater to the one they love. And they'll go to, say, a chick flick, and they will cry a little bit at the movie because it was so touching.
Guys always cry at chick flicks because they wish they were watching some freaking sports show instead. Makes them very sad.
You are so cynical. Ugh.
Yeah, it's like I cry at red lights. It's like, damn it, I almost made it. You know, it happens.
Well, anyway, I have absolutely no doubt that you're going to meet up with this Mr. Wright.
Mr. Wright. All right. Yeah. Your Lady Gold Pathway Oracle card reading. See the big picture. Yeah. Getting too specific sometimes makes the whole thing unnecessarily complicated. You probably look at it from a general view to wrap everything up perfectly. So maybe this love goal thing, maybe try to say like Deb, you already saw something coming. Maybe just keep your eyes open and not get too specific. And
you'll know.
Don't search. Sometimes if you search too hard, you miss stuff.
You do.
Like when you go on this, like when you go on a binge search, I should say, I call it binge, I don't know what you call it. Like my keys or a controller, you go this crazy, nutsy, ripping shit apart. You're like, screw it. You know what? And then all of a sudden you're just walking around later and you find it.
It's true. I have found that in love, if you don't go try and hunt it down, it comes to you.
Yeah, if you search too hard, it's like you put like blinders on.
Yeah, if you're doing what you love, you know, if you're in the area of, you can't be sitting at home watching Netflix. You have to be out doing what you like, and then you'll attract.
That's very true.
You cannot be in solitary confinement.
There can be serendipity involved. You're in a store, you know, or and you just happen to meet because the register in front of, you know, down the line has gone down, and now you're making friends with people standing around you, and it could happen that way too. So yes, but there's no doubt you will meet. To me, anyway. Yes, let's go. Sorry, hon. We have to move on.
We got to keep on.
Call us again.
You can call more often. Everybody's welcome to call every single show if they so desire. You just should be first instead of last. Because a lot of times last doesn't make it, doesn't make the cut. We can't help it, you know.
Yeah.
There's a finite amount of time. And right now, our next caller is Olga.
Hey, you guys.
All right, Lisa, we have better comms tonight. There's no one-minute delay bullshit. We're good.
That was hysterical last night.
It was
horrible.
It was terrible. It was terrible. It was funny because it was so maddening, like makes you go crazy funny.
It wasn't like a soap opera where you could tune in 3 months later and still keep up with everything.
it was a bad delay, but we have no such delay, so it is your floor.
So now you could please bring us up to date from yesterday.
Yeah, because we had a hard time communicating yesterday, so let it rip.
Okay, so what has happened is I've been flying under the radar. I've been so busy. You did see Deborah. I asked you if you saw any women in the cards, and you said, well, not for him. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to be tormented right now. But for me, girlfriends. And, you know, that is so true because girlfriends are coming out of the woodwork. I got an invitation to a coffee. It was spontaneous. I met a new girlfriend. I love her to pieces. She loves me. And she's just a dear heart. And so she told me about a coffee this morning. And it was people that I knew. I walked in. Tons of men, women. Usually, you know, women are flocked. God, I hate this. You know, it's always like 1,000 women and 2 men are there, you know. But
a lot of these places are.
It's like it was a neighborhood coffee. Oh. It was people that I knew and some of them. And it was so fun. I had guys surrounding me. It was so fun. And we were talking and yakking it up. One guy ran to get a spring roll for me and bring it back. And it was just so, you know, everybody was so, it was kind. It was fun. It was laughing. And so then I had to run to a bicycle date I had with someone. And, you know, he's out there. I see him, you know. I don't actually see him, but I think he's trying to make gestures to connect. But I'm really sad. I feel really sad. And,
yeah, we gotcha.
Yeah, just so sad. And I saw sides for him, you know, that day. That, and you know, I look at all the other times that have been coming up recently, and I think, I guess he's got a big old mean streak in him. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it's important to, you know, to pay attention to that. I really do, because now you're starting to see who he really is.
It's going to be sad.
As one who has been with someone like this in the distant past, it makes life unbearable trying to keep somebody happy all the time.
Oh, no, I would not ever. I'm not that kind of person. I can't do that.
When you aren't placating them that way, what happens is you go through days of silent treatment.
Or just casual, how's it going? You know, that stuff.
Where you may make meals and they won't eat them. And they do things deliberately to be mean. And to me, that's no way to live, you know. So I think it's good you're seeing this now.
Well, and there's other people.
Yeah.
Because even if that was meant to be, there's other people wouldn't change that. So I think she just wants to see what you see in the cards next, I bet. I bet that's what she's looking
for. Yeah,
at.
And there was a dude who hosted the coffee, and I've known him for a great many years. We haven't been close, but I know him, and he knew me. He told me he goes for coffee somewhere else a couple of days out of the week. And he said, I'm usually there by myself. But then I saw another woman talking to him, and I thought, he's probably the eligible bachelor in all these little circles. So I don't know. I could pop down to see if he was down for coffee. Yeah. And whatever the cards show, Deb, I just know it's going to be really difficult now. I can't have Scotty beam me up. You know, Scotty beam me up. You know, get me out of here right now. I would love to get a clean break instantly, but it ain't going to happen now.
Matter without form.
He's been waiting to play with
it. I had to give a little Star Trek Spock there. Yes, I heard Star Trek quote.
Okie dokie. All right, cards are going down.
It's nice to be able to actually talk with her.
Oh, without that minute delay.
Yeah, I mean, I went and got that Myers rum the last like 15 minutes. I was like, oh my God, I want to crawl in this bottle. I can talk to the booze in here and get through to it better. It was rough. It was rough, but it was almost like a good experience to test. Like, are you a U.S. Marine? Can you improvise, adapt, and overcome?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like when I do meet a guy, though, I want to ask him first, are you gay? Which way do you swing?
Oh,
you know, it's,
sure.
it's traumatic.
I don't. It wouldn't offend me if somebody asked.
Lisa,
I have a sense of humor. I'd probably laugh if somebody asked me.
I have something humorous to share with you
today.
That happened. And I thought of you right away. We were out shopping and picking up things that we needed for the, you know, for the office.
It's just
shop. Anyway, there was a couple of men that were in the men's clothing. Are you going to keep doing that?
I'm supposed to be softer. You're supposed to keep talking, damn it, and let me do my thing.
He was, one of the men had long hair and a ponytail and was super skinny, like a string bean. And the man with him was extremely handsome and built. I mean, he was like, really awesome. And as I'm waiting in the checkout line, do you know how you sometimes will stare at somebody, but you're really just thinking? And I was staring over there. I might have been admiring him a little bit. I mean, he had a bottom that was to die for. And I'm going, thinking of this stuff. And then I realize, oh my God, these two are together. And the tall, skinny one was, like, giving me the evil eye, stink eye.
Uh-oh.
Big eye. He's my man, so you can just look somewhere else.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you got there?
So here's what I got for you.
Well, how did that tie into me, though? You said you thought
I'm curious about that.
Okay, because you've said the neighbor is very athletic-looking, good-looking, manly man type. And so not all gay men look the type, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
sure.
a lot of you.
I'm learning that. Yeah. He's the first one I've ever seen. Well, you know, I'm not well versed in that kind of culture, but I'm, and it's okay. I mean, you know, I guess, you know, it takes all kinds in every culture.
If I forgot what I was going to kind of say, oh, if your man looks kind of like this one did today, I can see how it would be hard to keep your hands off of him. Seriously. If he was,
you know what he told me, Deb?
What?
Just the other day, you know what he told me? I cleaned out the car, and I was showing him how I cleaned out the car. And he said, but you've got all the stuff on my seat. And that was from my car. And I said, did you say your seat? And he said, yeah. I said, oh, okay, it is your seat. I said, I'll just move it in the back. It's like he was claiming space, but then, I don't know, he'll do weird things like he did the other day.
He's feeling terrible about it. I'm going to tell you, this neighbor, this D that you called him, D, he has a duality that is coming through very strongly lately, where on the one hand, he's showing himself as a king of hearts, like the lady that called, that we spoke to just before you, where he's caring and kind and sensitive and loving. But then he also has a flip side that is exactly opposite, like 180 out. And that's where you coping with that flip side is definitely not easy. And that's when his, I believe he comes out as a diamond in that. And diamond people can be very, like aloof. And mean-spirited, and they will say things just to, you know, make you feel bad. But I'm seeing here in the cards, he feels terrible right now and realizes he did something wrong, that you have become very distant. And what he did was, I thought what was wrong is how he treated that lovely dinner that you wanted to share with him.
Well, Deb, the problem was, too, I was sleepwalking that day, and I was trying to tell him that. I was exhausted because I had so much on my plate, and I really didn't want to make dinner. I was trying to think of how to get out of it, and I called him at 4 to think of something shortcut that we could make. I waited too long. I know I'm not blaming myself. But he could have picked up his little finger and dialed my number.
Absolutely.
The contact and texted me and said, look, are we having dinner or am I should eat now? I know he talks about high blood sugar, low blood sugar, blah, blah, blah. What the fuck? Fuck yourself all the way to the moon. I'm so sick of this, you son of a bitch next door. I wish I could move.
How do you do that? How do you fuck yourself all the way to the moon?
I think many people have tried. I think a lot of times for women, they buy toys. Guys buy some kind of weird blow-up doll stuff, I guess.
That's a hell of a trip.
I guess that's the goal. Is what is it, about 250,000 miles, depending on what phase the moon's in? You know, that's a hell of a trip.
Okay, Lisa, I'm sorry. That was so humorous to me that I simply had to say that. And... listen, over
flying
here,
to the moon.
Suzanne, we are not going to end the show without you have to, I just have to say this. She's got a serious issue she's dealing with. We will make sure, honey, we will not abandon you. So go ahead, Lisa.
Well, I just,
I don't know,
Deb. This is a sticky wicket here I'm in. And what
did
the cards say?
And I think what's going to happen is this man is inadvertently going to get you to lose your feelings for him.
And that's what you're seeing in the cards.
Yes.
Right.
I'm seeing that, you know, you touch a st- stove, a hot stove, how many times do you have to before you think, you know what, I'm going to get away from
it? It should only be once.
It should, but, you
and
know.
My neighbor, I have another neighbor that lives across the sidewalk, and I've been telling him, I said, I'm moving, I'm looking for a place. If you know of a place, you know, tell me. And he's trying to talk me out of it. And I said, look, you have no idea what the situation is here. He just observes us. And he,
right.
I said, I can't do this anymore. I said, I try to make it work, and it's so hard. And when Dee comes out into the public eye, he is Mr. He's running for office, political office. You know, he's on top of his game. Everybody loves him. And I told the guy across the sidewalk, I said, and he knows my history. He knows I lost my significant other. He knew my significant other. You know, he knows my history. And I said, my emotions are so raw. I need to be by myself. I've told them about the rentals I'm looking at, the prices. I'm talking to everybody. Girlfriends are looking for me. I don't know how this is going to shake out. I have no idea.
Well, it seems a little selfish to me for that man who has known you for some time across the sidewalk that he wouldn't care about your own well-being.
Yeah, and
more.
Well, he probably
thinks everything is hunky dory because he sees it. From the surface, he doesn't see what goes on in the house.
Yeah.
What goes on in the house is between us and no outsider. You know, the yelling, the screaming, the temper tantrums, the door slamming, the on and on and on. His friend coming here and hitting on me, and my brother heard about it. Now my brother won't, you know, is so angry at him. He wants to come beat him up. I mean, it's just. I told my neighbor across the sidewalk, I said, there's too much drama going on here. I haven't had drama like this for the last 24 years. There's been no human drama like this in my life.
You've gone from one end of the spectrum to the other.
What I want you to prepare for is that when your neighbor finds out that this is really happening, okay, he's going to go into what I refer to when I'm seeing my clients and we're going through, you know, a series of sessions, I feel it is like a honeymoon phase where he is going to try everything, you know,
perfect
to keep you there.
Perfect, right?
Keep you, yes.
I don't know why he wants me around. He treats me like a piece of shit.
Not all the time. There's been good things he's done. You know, we have to be...
But I think it's always ulterior motives.
Exactly.
That's where he's
losing you, because personally, I think the man has a bipolar disorder, narcissism, all sorts of different little
He's got a little bit of jackwadness, just to let you know, that's a professional
but
opinion.
But after, just remember, after this lovely little honeymoon phase, if you stick to your plans, it's going to be like a light switch flicking.
Yeah. Well, I know what you're saying.
That's when they get ugly. Not like he's going to hurt you.
No, but he's going to be like, I hate you.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
You should move.
You know what? I have seen some ugly sides to him that I never expected. I was shocked. He was so ugly that day that I called and I said, oh, what about dinner? And then he said, well, I didn't hear from you. He said it twice. I didn't hear from you. I heard nothing. And, you know, it just, oh, my God, I couldn't believe he was saying this stuff. And then he did something that prior to that where I was calling a motherfucker. You know, I told my neighbor across the sidewalk, I have not lived with human drama like this for the last 24 years. This has been going on since I moved here in October. It's just built and built.
That there's called a sign.
Well, now you're getting discernment where your eyes are open. If you go back 6 weeks, things were different. He was so lovely to you that it was hard to see the other side.
Well, it was like the moon. It goes in phases.
Yeah, exactly.
It goes like a whole bunch of great days and then all of a sudden, rawr.
So if I were you, any log he tries to throw on the fire with you, I would not engage. Like if he's comes, I don't know, I'm trying to think of an example.
Can you reel this reading in?
Yeah.
Do you see, what in the significantly big picture, do you see any, what
right,
do we see
light,
big time,
okay.
big picture?
Okay.
In the north, short term.
Okay,
next
Lisa,
two, three days.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to move.
Short term, big term. Okay,
you're
that's big term.
Feel a sense of peace after, since October.
So that's the long term.
And the stability.
Yep.
And then that man is coming along that I've been telling you.
So that's the way down the road. And what do you see for the immediate next few days? Kind of more of the same of what's
yeah,
already
well,
going on here?
Well, he's going to try to suck up to her a little bit, saying things like, well, when are we going to do a, they work on projects together.
Yeah, so he's going to feel
mm-hmm.
like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I've been not really nice, and she might be slipping away. Now I should be Mr. Nice Guy
yeah,
for a
that's
while.
What
so
he's
try to
do.
Try to like a fish. I got to reel that fish back in.
And let's make a dinner, and you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, let's do that. I'll be super nice. We won't talk about bad things.
Yeah, he can't face it. He can't.
Well.
All right. Let's see what Jim's got. For
I got
you.
A card.
Ooh.
Subject is break the rules. It's okay to break the rules this time. Only you know how to work things out effectively. As long as it doesn't hurt people, allow yourself to go beyond your limits. And, of course, life is short, so you might miss the fun if you don't.
I like it. I think it's really right to the
point.
I
think it's what she's already started.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're just meeting new people that are friends, you're not breaking any rules. And if
no,
you feel like you are, then you're not in a good relationship. You shouldn't have a relationship.
No,
with a guy.
I don't. No.
You shouldn't have a relationship in a guy, a significant other.
No.
Who doesn't want you to
this
make friends.
This is not like slavery. I mean, you, man, no. You know, we can. We're all. It's
exactly.
not like slavery. You know, it's not like you're enslaved. No. A person is imprisoned, and they. Have to walk 15 paces behind and wear shoes that don't fit.
What's the shoes that don't fit? What's the significance
in
of that?
In the Japanese culture, you had to wear shoes that didn't fit or something.
Japanese members would find their feet. It was considered a sign of beauty.
Yeah, I'm going to break my brand new glasses.
Yeah,
it's just yeah
they would find them so their feet would be like this. Little tiny feet.
That's odd.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do it anymore.
Well, make sure all your shoes fit, damn it, Lisa. Make sure your shoes always fit. All right? Because if the shoe doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Oh, God.
She knows what that means. I don't even know what that means.
OJ trial.
No, Mr. Cochran,
oh
the lawyer.
My God.
Yeah.
Yes.
All righty.
I'm glad you can laugh, honey.
Yes, yeah, you have to laugh or you will go nuts. You will go insane.
You,
you
guys
go
are
crazy.
My addiction, I swear to God.
You,
you
have,
are too.
But you see, we're the ones that you can say. You don't. Some friends you can only say so much. So you can
yeah.
say whatever the hell you want to us.
Yeah.
Anything.
I know.
You can talk about gay cactuses and, you know, you can talk about, what was that, the freaking... Tater tot pie fiasco.
Oh,
the great,
yeah.
The great,
tater tot casserole.
The tater tot casserole
yeah.
fiasco. It's almost like a spy novel. Oh, it was the 2022 tater tot casserole fiasco of December.
Yeah, that was around the holidays.
It was around the holidays. Yeah.
Well.
All right, well, we shall
no,
be here tomorrow,
but
what?
We'll be on News for the Soul.
News for the Soul, different
time. Hour earlier.
So
we got to keep it clean, squeaky clean.
A little bit.
It wasn't bad. We were only a couple times did we touch anything. Well, we just could. Tomorrow we couldn't talk about fucking to the moon. That's all.
No.
Everything also was pretty much clean. This show really for her for Lisa's read. Everything else was pretty clean. With Lisa.
All aboard the Jeff Bezos Express.
Moon fucking off limits tomorrow, just to let you know. No fucking moon.
Oh, Lisa,
you should not do so.
Lisa, you're such a treasure.
All right, we love it.
Oh, and you both. Love
yeah.
you both.
All right, darling, call it.
Next week, are actually sad
yeah.
when we don't see your number.
Yes,
very
we'll
sad.
Be sad if you don't call tomorrow.
All right. And if you don't, we understand.
Have a wonderful.
Yeah,
you too.
Have a wonderful evening.
Yes, and we do understand because since our show's an hour earlier and she's West Coast, it's really early there. So sometimes you just can't pull it off, you know?
Right.
It's just, it is what it is. People got stuff going on. And with the days getting longer and longer, people are doing things where, like when we were doing in the dead of winter, it was dark out. People said, I'll just call the damn show, you know? All right. Shall we turn to the Facebookers?
All right. We've got the situation here. But I wish that Suzanne would call us. I think she has before.
I don't think she has.
No, she never has.
And we're going to open up the Facebook floor to Suzanne if she's here. I don't know that she's here.
I believe she is. Suzanne, you with us?
Last time I saw her type was...
Well, it's late there.
Yeah, she's in the land of the Scots, right?
Yeah.
And it's been about 20 minutes-ish. I don't know.
See, what she's written here is confusing.
I know. That's why we can't do it. We can't do it because it doesn't make sense. Otherwise, a lot of times we have given people readings in the past based on what their question was and they had to leave, especially back on our Wednesday show. Well, our new Wednesday shows, we will do things like that. But if we can't make sense of what you type, sorry. We just can't, because especially if it's a touchy subject and we don't understand it, we could really go wrong on that, you know? Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I don't want to try a reading being misinformed.
No.
Yeah.
No, especially if it's serious. It's one thing if you want to know about what's the weather going to be like next weekend for my trip.
Yeah, that.
You know, yeah, we're not sure. Well, if we're wrong, it's not a devastating impact and really horrible to somebody's emotional state. And
please, people that come from other countries, don't worry about your accent or, some have told me I don't want to call because I'm embarrassed of my dialect. You know, we have one, too.
Who said that? I've never heard
others
that.
Others in the past.
Really? Because most people think we talk like jackwads.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Us, the Americans, do.
Yes.
I mean, everybody thinks the other person has an accent. Because you know what? That's human nature.
Well, I even remember going to New England, to Boston.
Was it a weekend in New England?
That's a good song. Don't put it down. Anyway, I was
Barry
in a Manilow store.
For you folks.
I was in a store, and I was... went to speak to the clerk and she went, oh, are you from Canada? Where are you from? And she was kind of teasing me about my Midwestern whatever. So I know what it feels like when people go, oh, look at how you sound.
When I went with, remember Don V helped the move to Tennessee, back to Tennessee? And I went and bought cigarettes. I was like, hey, you guys got matches? I had to repeat the word matches twice. And then they go, oh, matches, or some weird Tennessee accent. I was like, oh, I'm sorry I didn't speak hillbilly. My bad. You know, I said it like Webster's Dictionary said it. My bad.
Well, unfortunately, what we're going to do is I'm going to contact her through Messenger myself, but we're going to have to end the show.
Yeah,
we're sorry,
and
I have some stuff really important that I've got to work on the computer. And
got to get up early tomorrow and rock hard.
We do. So,
work.
Join us tomorrow. Now, remember, it's not going to be, it'll be Facebook. It is going to be.
Facebookers won't care except an hour earlier. Blog talkers, but we're still listening.
Well, those of you in the UK, you'll be happy it's an hour earlier.
It is an hour earlier, yeah. And the blog talkers, tomorrow, it'll be the one day a week. We're on a different number. It's News for the Soul. Still Blog Talk Radio. A different number, a different time. And you can easily find us on there if you look for News for the Soul Radio. They're very easy to find on
the website.
Yeah. They're one of the major operations, so they're always pretty much featured on their main page. Almost always, but pretty much they're a main player.
Yes. Oh, they have.
Them.
What? I'm answering Catherine.
That means that for our show. Can't do that for News for the Soul because they have 24/7 operations.
Right.
But for us, we can use the Irish people. Get in the queue.